Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully is out today. You know what that music means, though, on this wonderful Friday morning in Chicago. It means it's time to bring in our guy from ESPN Bet Live, Joe Fortenbaugh. And like all of our guests, Joe is brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
What the hell is going on in Chicago? Mully's off. They're just letting the inmates run the asylum today. What are we doing here?
What does that make me? I mean, am I an inmate? Would I have a number now? Am I? Come on, Joe.
No. It's always a pleasure. Solo shows, huh?
Solo shows.
Those are always a challenge, right? Always a challenge.
There's plenty to talk about here, though. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We got the, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, Joe, but Chicago is in full crisis mode this week. The Bears have lost two in a row, and Caleb Williams is underperforming, and the coach is on the hot seat. So this is just another, you know, ordinary week.
We talk about this a lot on the radio when it comes to Dallas and the Jets. I'm not putting the Bears in that category, but I see the NFL as having three different types of franchises, right? There are serious franchises. The Lions are a serious franchise, the Ravens, the Chiefs, they're serious in their business. There are unserious franchises. That would be teams like Cleveland, like Carolina, like the Raiders, very unserious in the way they go about their business. And then there's for entertainment purposes only, and that's Dallas and the Jets. They only exist to entertain us. The Bears are getting very close to for entertainment purposes only because we got to quiet things down.
Yes.
Too noisy.
Yes.
Everywhere we look, I mean, for you guys, yes, it's going to be local, but nationally, quiet down, Chicago. You're giving too much life to too many of these stories, and it's nothing but a distraction. We got to get organized here. It's part of the reason why you went from a 7-point favorite to a 6-point favorite against the lowly Patriots.
Wow. This weekend. And that's how you lose your job if you're a head coach, by letting your defeats lead to dysfunction that does trickle out, and all of a sudden you become a national punchline. But we digress, Joe. College football, big weekend. I think that you got an elimination game when you're talking about Alabama, LSU. I'm sure you have other thoughts on other games for directional schools I'd known of nothing about. So let's start with college.
Oh, we have thoughts. We have plenty of thoughts. We'll start with the big ones. I do like LSU. Get the 3. Some shops are at +2.5. Get the 3. We've talked about it before. Chicago, a very smart listener group. Okay, I don't have to explain it to you. We've been talking about it for years. 3 is the most key number out there. I think Bama is a bit overvalued here. First of all, this is the spot where you want to buy on Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach. 17-6 against the spread in his career as a home underdog. He thrives in this spot. 17-9-1 against the spread in his career as a coming off a bye week. He thrives in this spot. Bama, it's not Nick Saban's team anymore. They lost to Vanderbilt. They lost to Tennessee. They could have lost to South Carolina. This all came in the wake of that Georgia win. So I was a bit surprised LSU opened as the dog here. I will take the 3 with the Tigers. Prop bet in this game, Jalen Milroe, Alabama quarterback, over 44.5 rushing yards. He's averaging about 47 per game on the season. That factors in heavily to the line. What they're not factoring in enough is the opponent. LSU gave up 155 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns to this guy last year. Now, it's a new defensive coordinator, but they struggled defending Marcel Reed, the quarterback at A&M, 2 weeks ago. He ran for over 60 yards. I think Milroe gets it going on the ground, and if he doesn't, then that we're absolutely winning our LSU bet. So those are 2 bets I would make in that game. Ole Miss +2.5 over Georgia. If you did a blind resume of these two teams and you looked at the analytics, but you didn't know who was who, Ole Miss would be favored. But name value for Georgia, so they're favored. Georgia struggles to run. Ole Miss is great defending the run. Carson Beck is very good when he has a clean pocket, but when he doesn't have a clean pocket, he's a turnover machine. 11 INT his last 5 games. Ole Miss is a good defense. They're going to bring pressure. It's risky because we got to back Lane Kiffin, but I'm willing to take the shot here given the price. So give me the Rebels. So those are the 2 big ones. We want to play LSU at +3. We want to play Ole Miss plus the points. We want Jalen Milroe over 44.5 rushing yards. Some others, Penn State -13.5 against Washington. Washington coming all the way across the country. Very tough travel spot for these Big Ten teams. It has not worked out well this year with all the travel. Penn State can run the ball. Washington struggles to defend the run. Nittany Lions get back on track. North Texas +4 over Army. Army overvalued. quarterback injury, quarterback situation. North Texas is going to find a way to score. Where else are we looking here? West Virginia plus the 4.5 is on the list as well against Cincinnati. Quarterback change coming in Morgantown for the Mountaineers. The situation sets up well in terms of where they're strong running, passing versus the weakness of the Cincinnati defense. And then I'd also lay it with South Carolina at Vanderbilt. This South Carolina team's a wagon. So the other picks, West Virginia plus 4.5, South Carolina minus 4.5, North Texas plus 4, Penn State minus 13.5. I'd also play Deion and the Buffs minus 4 over Texas Tech.
All right, let's look at the NFL because you mentioned the Bears line moving because of the lack of confidence in what's going on at Hallis Hall. What else do you see in this weekend's NFL slate?
So we'll start with the Bears. They were 7 on the look-ahead line. They came back out as 7. That got whacked pretty quick off the key number. It comes down to 6. Patriots have been a little bit feisty with Drake May at quarterback. We got a low total in this game. It's not easy covering a touchdown when you're playing a game with a total of around 38. I do think the angle here is to play the under. All right? Bears still can play defense. I know they've struggled with the Hail Mary a couple weeks ago, but they were playing really good defense up until that point. Arizona game didn't look very good. This is where you can get back on track. As we know, Bears offense is struggling. You don't need me to rehash any of it. You've probably been talking about it all week. Patriots can play a little D. So I go under 38 in that game. All right, here's the rundown for the rest. Steelers money line over the Commanders. Steelers off the bye. Mike Tomlin historically great against rookie quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin historically great as a road underdog. I think Washington's overvalued. Everyone loves the 7-2 record. Only one of those teams that they beat has a winning record. It's Arizona at 5-4. Of all the teams they beat, only one defense, the Bears, ranks in the top half of the league in defensive EPA. So I think Washington's a bit overvalued. We're going to play the Steelers on the money line. Niners minus 6.5 over the Bucs. McCaffrey's back. Niners off the bye. Tampa off the short week with the Monday night game. No Evans, no Godwin. That one speaks for itself. Lions minus 3.5 over the Texans. I'm going to be honest about this one. I know a lot of pros who like Houston in this spot. I'm going the other way. Lions are 40-15 against the spread their last 55 games. That goes back to 2021, David. This team's an absolute wagon against the spread. On top of that, that Houston O-line, along with no Nico Collins and no Steph Diggs, they're going to struggle against this defense. So I will continue to back the Lions. We'll lay the 3.5. Chargers, Tennessee, under 38.5. Chargers are like 7-1 to the under this season. I don't think a single Charger game has featured 40 or more points. They've all been very low scoring. They run the ball. They play slow tempo. They play great defense. And then I'd also play the Colts plus the 4 over the Bills. I think it's too many points to lay on the road. Colts defense is coming around. They're getting healthy. Bills have some injury issues. Keon Coleman a bit banged up. So to recap NFL, Steeler money line plus 125, Niners minus 6.5, Colts plus 4, Lions minus 3.5, Chargers Tennessee under 38.5. It is a great week for teaser bets. Guys who like playing 6-point teasers, Philadelphia, the Chargers, the Niners, the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. This is going to be a huge teaser weekend. So if you wake up Monday morning and the teaser legs don't look good, don't call me next week. I'm going to be in big trouble because I'm going to be playing way too many teasers tying all these things together. I love the 6-point teasers. Real quick primer for those who don't know how they work. You get 6 points to move the point spread. So, for example, the Bears are a 6-point favorite. You can move that spread all the way down to pick 'em, which means you just need to win the game. Hooray! That sounds great. Why wouldn't we all do this? There is a catch. You need a second leg in the teaser. You have to find another team where you move their point spread 6 points as well. So, for example, give me San Francisco. They're a 6.5-point favorite. We tease it down 6 points. It goes to a 0.5. We just need to cover 0.5. Pair them up with the Chargers. 7-point favorite over Tennessee. We move it from 7 down to 1. That's a 6-point move. So for our bet to win, the Niners need to win by 0.5 or more. The Chargers need to win by 1 or more points, and we're in business there. I hope that made some sense. Those are very fun bets. I love playing them.
I love it when you educate our audience, Joe Fortenbaugh. Thank you so much for your knowledge and your wisdom.
It is always my pleasure. I love you very much, Chicago. Stay true. It's going to turn around for the Bears. But until next week, yes, in fact, go Bears.
All right, Joe Fortenbaugh. And this segment with Joe Fortenbaugh was brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, Call 866-4-SEASONS. Okay, now, are the Bears cooked? Is Matt Eberflus cooked? Kyle Long says they're cooked. Do you agree?